You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York is out with a new study today looking at how people are spending or not spending their pandemic relief checks. So far, most are using the money to pay off debt or saving it. Not exactly the economic stimulus many are hoping for. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on why people are holding back on spending.
The New York Fed says the consumers it surveyed who've already received their third relief checks are hanging on to the money, just like they did with the first and second relief payments. The Fed report says consumers are only planning to spend a quarter of the most recent check, and most of that will go toward essentials.
We're savers.
Jason Calazar is an eighth grade teacher. He, his wife, and teenage son live near Los Angeles. He says in the before times, they'd go out to eat once or twice a month, but they won't be using any of their stimulus money for that. In fact, he doesn't think they'll set foot in a restaurant until next year.
We've spent the better part of 13 months just avoiding indoors and people or strangers, and then it would just be a big hurdle to get over.
Calazar says they might reconsider once they're all vaccinated. Kathy Bosjancic, an economist at Oxford Economics, says a lot of other consumers feel the same way.
The confidence to go out and spend on services is very directly related to the progress we're making on the vaccinations.
Bosjancic thinks we'll make enough progress for consumer spending to jump about 3.5% over the next few months. Other economists, like Joseph Minerick of the Conference Board, aren't quite so optimistic.
The people who worked in hotels or in transportation, where getting up to full capacity is going to take some time, those folks are going to continue to hold back in terms of their spending.
Minerick says even some people who do have jobs are worried they'll get a pink slip, and economic growth won't recover without them, since roughly 70% of the U.S. economy is consumer spending. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There's an industry term for people who don't have a checking or savings account, the unbanked. More than 7 million Americans fall into that category, according to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And one consequence of that is not having a place to deposit those federal relief payments Nancy was talking about. Now the FDIC has launched a public campaign aimed at changing that. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Households that are unbanked tend to have lower incomes, more volatile incomes, less education. Leonard Chain is deputy to the chairman of the FDIC. He says 2.5% of white households are unbanked.
And that's in contrast to about 14% of African American households and about 12% of Hispanic households who are unbanked.
There are plenty of reasons why disadvantaged communities might avoid the banking system.
You may have immigrant communities where people come from countries where they can't trust the banking system like you can in the U.S.
Robert James II is the chairman of the National Bankers Association, which represents minority lenders.
You may have situations in the U.S. where, you know, people come from communities that have historically been underserved or been preyed upon by the banking system.
Some minority-owned lenders have been trying to overcome that historical hesitation. Dominic Miartan runs Optus Bank, a Black-owned lender in South Carolina. It offers a checking account with no minimum opening balance and no fee if users keep at least $100 in it.
We have intentionally designed that account to be very simple, very transparent, very easy to use.
Through its campaign, the FDIC is trying to let unbanked people know all of the advantages of opening a bank account. Leonard Chainin with the FDIC says instead of taking a check to a check cashing service, paying a fee, then walking around with a bunch of cash,
the funds are going to be in an insured account as opposed to a check coming in your mailbox or even a prepaid card coming in your mailbox.
Plus, he says you have access to funds right away to transfer around or pay bills. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.